Okay. So, this week's parasha of Vayishlach, and I want to quote a few kitalochas, is very important. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, where Esav came with 400 of his men. So Yaakov really got frightened, and he divided his people into two camps. And he said that if Esau will come and attack one, another one will escape. Now, Reb Nosson says, I mentioned this once before, that when the Torah says a story, and about others, it's not just, it's a very famous, it's not just a story, every word and every lesson we could learn how to fight the Yetzer Hara, especially by Yaakov Avinu, because Esav represents the Yetzer Hara. The Zohar says very clearly, the Sar of Esav is the Samach Mem, is the Yetzer Hara. And that really, really is the one who really tries us to sin and not to grow and spiritually. So the Torah says Yaakov Avinu went and he divided his camp. What does that teach us? So Amnuston has a great length in this, and he explains that very often we get overwhelmed in life. Life comes overwhelming. Let it be just panasa, health-wise, problems. Life could sometimes be extremely overwhelming. And what the Yetzer Hara wants them to use, he says, today, forget about today, I'll start tomorrow, today's a messed up day, I cannot do anything. Person should always say that no matter how much Esav is coming and is clobbering away, I should save whatever I could save. I should do whatever I could do. So let's say you wake up in a terrible mood, you know, desire, and the Yetzer Hara got the better of you, you did something you didn't want to do or you shouldn't have done. Just tell yourself, let me cut my losses. That's what I would tell myself. You know, there's the losing right now. Let me grab whatever you can grab. Even one davening, one brocha, one mincha, one marav, just a little bit kavana, learn a little bit. Because what the Yetzer Hara wants is we should fall into a depression and not to save the day that we could save. That's what he says. Nosson explains at great length. You should divide, and because what happens is there will always be some machne camp that gets saved. That means in every day, in every situation, you could always, always do good. And he says in that piece also, a very important piece, he explains that it helps enormously if you make yourself happy. See, because when you're happy, you could be focused and you could say, this is what's happening. I'm losing things today. The mitzvahs are not working and this is not working. Let me grab what I could grab. That's why the Torah says he divided the and he said, let me, if one goes, then at least the other one will be saved. And this is what we have to tell ourselves every day. Not to give up. Never, never to give up. He says a very interesting thing he brings down, which is really based on the Zohar, adds to this long thing. You know, Yaakov Avinu had to give a lot of gifts to Esav. He gave gifts away. So sometimes we have to give, not we have to sin, but there's such a concept. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara, you know, gets to a person to steal something like Esav. Yaakov had to give away Esav to appease him. That's the sod of Sol Azozel. The sod of Mayim Achroinim. That means that sometimes the Sittach has to get his on the 30-degree away. But we have to remember, we have to save ourselves and fight it all the time. You know, this week's parasha, a little later, the Torah says a very, very important pasuk. The Malach said to Yaakov, what is your name? Yaakov said, Yaakov. Your name should not be Yaakov. Your name is Yisrael. You know why? You've put up a battle with the Malach, and you won the battle. So his name should have been, so there's a very simple question that everyone asks the commentaries. So his, what should Yaakov be named? Yisrael or Betuchal? He says, Kisarisu Imalekim, you fought an angel and you overpowered them. So our name is called Yisrael. It's called on the fight. You know why? Because we're here to fight. We Jewish people are here in this world to fight the Yetzer Hara. Yisrael means we're fighting the Yetzer Hara. Kisarisu Imalekim, you fought with them. Because that's, you know, some people are Zoicha, which are very handful of people who literally shech the Yetzer Hara, literally, like the Holy Rav Nachman, oh great tzaddikim, who literally kill the Yetzer Hara. But we have our Yetzer Hara all the time. We are in a battle. So you got to remember, I'm a Jew, and I'm in the battle every day. Just like a person has to be proud. Spoke about this, Rav Nachman says a person has to walk around saying, I am a Jew. And the Rebbe Yisrael is proud of me. I always tell myself, I'm a Jew who's fighting. Because that's what Yisrael means. See, one of the main effect the Yetzer Hara has is to make it sound there is no battle out there. See, it's like an ambush. How does a real war works? If you're unprepared, you don't realize there's an enemy, he just ambushes you. The Yetzer Hara, if we're Messiah, that means we don't realize we have the Yetzer Hara, he gets his way much easier. If you know every day there's the Yetzer Hara, you got to fight it. That's what we're here to fight. Sometimes we win a day, sometimes, you know, certain battles we lose, certain, but we still keep on battling. There's the Yetzer Hara out there. That's the Sarisa Imalakim Batuchom. See, that's why I always tell myself that you have to be happy, because when you're a happy warrior, you think much better. If you're down and we're depressed, doesn't the battle doesn't go so well. So again, so the word Yisrael means to fight. And we know that we have to fight. Every person knows to know they have to fight inclination. We have a Yetzer Hara, which besides, let me explain this, what the Gemara says. Besides the common things of the Yetzer Hara, which is demanding. It demands you have to eat. You know, you're hungry, you can't tell your body, you know, let's wait 2-3 hours. He gets on your nerves. Let me 2-3 hours. I'm hungry now. So, besides the bodily demanding, we also have a Malach Yetzer Hara who drives us insane, which gets us to sin. Then Lakhit Halacha says another place a very interesting thing. He says Yaakov Avini sends gift to Esav, and he says the Revach to Simi ben Eder leEder. You should have room between one and the other one. That means you should don't have it all together. You know, he sent Izum Asim goats 200. Send the gold separately, send this separately, so it looks like a lot more. That's simple. That's a simple explanation. But the Lakhit Halacha explains a very, very profound thing. You know, when we go through a hard thing in life, we have to stop and realize, no matter how difficult it is, there is a revach between one problem and the other problem. No matter how difficult it is, Yaakov Avinu, when he made this, this is a symbol for us generations later. The revach to see me ben eder leeder. You should make a place between eder leeder. That means not you should come. That it's symbolically speaking, when you're in pain, stop and look at the good that's around you too. Because in every pain, in every aggravation, Rav Nachman said, you'll always find good things. No matter how difficult things seem to you, there's always something good that you could find, and you have to find that. As I pointed out, we are naturally creatures. Naturally, we look at things in a negative way. When you meet someone, the first thing you notice is what's wrong with the person. We are generally negative, unhappy, judgmental. That's how unfortunate the humans are. So the Revach to Sini means you should look and find the goodness that's surrounding you in your problems, in your difficult situation. They say something very interesting in the Likkut Halachos. I don't know where this comes from. I don't remember Chazal. He says in this piece, because you should know, I'll translate it first. I'll say in Hebrew, I'll translate it. He says, "Hanimshech achet tsaroi," the person goes after his pain, then he says, "Hatsar nimshech achrov," the pain will come. If I am indulged and I soak in pain, you're inviting yourself more pain. But if you tell yourself, okay, it's painful, yes, it's painful. My job is not good, one of the children is not behaving or not feeling well, or other instances, but you are annoyed about yourself and about the situation, you should make place. Don't go after, don't be focused in tied in with the tzar, because that is will bring you even more down. He says a very powerful word. Kanimshach achro tzaro, he says, the person goes after pain, a tzar nimshach achro, the pain would follow him. This is extremely important with this, that you have to, you know, so let me explain to you, but in the Likkut Halachos he has a great length about this. You know, let me explain something first, history, that we should understand what this means. Historically speaking, what happened was the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And now the Rebbe Yishlam said, I shall rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. The Barbanel explained it in great length, one of his Svarim I remember reading. He says that the Bayis Sheni was a preparation for the Golus later. That's why all the Rebbeim things they made, that it was the thing that was a preparation by Sheni, how we should deal later in exile. The Rebbeinu Shem brought us back 70 years, and we were 420 years, we had the Beis HaMikdash, a preparation for the great length Golus. The Yevonim came after about 250, I forgot the exact number, and they wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Nosson says, if they would have been successful then to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, then Klal Yisrael would have not have a kiyum. A very, very profound thing, an important thing, he says. If the Yevonim would have been then successful, so he explains, the Klipas Yevon wants, we should not exist. That's the whole thing the Yevonim wanted. And if they would have gotten their way, they want the Lashkichim Torah Yisrael, they want that we should, but forget the Torah, we should be the nation upon the nation. Why can't we be like all the others? It's like, why do you have to be different? Be like the nation amongst the other nations. So the Klal Yisrael has Zoicha to Chanukah, Reb Nosson says that the fact we have Chanukah, the next 100, whatever amount left to the end, that mitzvah Chanukah gave us a kiyum literally in Golus. Because it teaches us not to give up. We have in our blood not to give up. And that's what Chanukah is. I mentioned once before, there was a Rebbe called the Klozenberg Rebbe, who was a very holy person. And the Klozenberg Rebbe, when he was in the war, so it was Chanukah, and he took a thread from his jacket, and he saved some margarine, and he took the margarine, and he lit a little bit of Chanukah. So the guy asked him, Rebbe, anyone knows a little bit about the Holocaust, they were dying from hunger. You saved margarine and a thread to have some Chanukah. So he says, do you know what keeps us going is hope. In Chanukah, the light of Chanukah is hope. If our hope dies, we die. As long as there's hope, we don't die. So the Chanukah, the mitzvah, Reb Nosson explains, the mitzvah Chanukah gave us this great hope. This incredible hope and knowing that we have a part of the Beis HaMikdash. Because you have to remember, not only Reb Nosson says this, everyone says this, all the Sfarim say, that we have brought from the Beis HaMikdash one thing, is Chanukah Lech. Because everything else we don't have from the Beis HaMikdash. We just say the Karbonis, But doing something from the Samigdish that represents is the Chanukah is the only thing that we have. Because we don't bring Karbonos, all the Samigdish things we don't have. So the only thing we do have, besides saying the Karbonos, but doing something about it, is lighting the Chanukah Lech. But that brings light into the darkness of darkness. You know, the Chanukah has to be Lamala Mata Masorot Tvachim. Has to be light inside in this world. In our Gashmias, to light us up. But he says, he adds to this, that, you know, Nelson says, but remember, Emerson, it's a Zohar. Yeah, he expands on the Zohar. Yaakov says to Esau, Yeshli Shor V'chamor. So Nelson says, I'm almost sure, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but the Shloka says this also. But he says, Yeshli Shor V'chamor, Chamor, the two represents Esav and Yishmael, these two things. That means that I must explain this, and I'll just explain it again. Someone asked me to explain this again. Let me explain this. You'll see in the world, let's just take the Chamon Lanslan, a TV show. Everything has to have two clippers in order the show should work. Violence and lust. Has to have clippers. Esav has to be violent. Especially now, the more violent is, the more people, young people will watch it. And as I've lost, there's some love story behind it. It needs something. Those two clippers makes people glued to the TV. I once asked someone very bluntly, if you ever watch a documentary. I never watch documentary. Boy, he doesn't know. I tell you why. There is no violence and there's no sex. That's the two clippers. Yishmael represents lust. And Esav represents violence. These are the two clippers that is in the world. Which literally, to be violent, the violent, people love to be violent. People, I say over the story, I was once with my, a doctor many years ago, and he says he cannot come next week. And he says, I asked him, schmoozing, and he says, I'm going next week to Vegas to watch a boxing match. I remember I was shocked. He was a bright doctor, head of a department, and he is going to watch it with the boxing match. People like violence. In the football game, in the game when the two players get into a fight, there's more cheering than there was a goal or home run. People like fight. Not me. Let them get bloody. I'm going to wait. I'm going to sit back. That's clippers Esav and clippers Yishmael. These are the two clippers which draw the bad violence and lust out of a person. Which then, so that caused, so the Kitaloch is explaining, Yeshni Shor V'chamor, I am controlling the Shor V'chamor. Now let me say something very profound. Because if the Kitaloch is explains Yeshni Shor V'chamor means I am in control of these two clippers, so Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha, a very interesting thing. He says to Esav, Im Lavan Garti. I live with Lavan. Rashi adds, Garti is Taryag. Taryag mitzvahs shemati. You know the Rashi translates, the word Garti means Taryag mitzvahs. Do you think Esav gives a hooty kind Taryag mitzvahs? You tell a guy who's a murderer, a rapist, doesn't believe in Hashem, doesn't believe in the Nava. Guess what? I kept the 613 mitzvahs. So what? He's going to say. What does he care? And what is Yaakov trying to tell him? What is Yaakov trying to tell them? So the Shloka Kodesh says a very, very profound thing. He goes through the Pasha this way. Yaakov sent a shliach to Esav and to his malach, the Sarah, the Samach men. So he sent two shluchim. He sent the shliach to Esav that I'm coming, I want to make peace with you, I'm trying to get along, let's make up, let's how do you say in English? Bury the hatchet, you say in English? Let's just make peace. So the malach he sent, you should know, you have no power over me because I kept the Taryag mitzvahs. Garti is the word Taryag and I kept the Taryag. That's why we see the next day the Pasuk says, you know what happened? Yankovini in the morning, he meets a malach. Medrash and the Zohar says, who was this Malach? Surah Shel Esav. How did he get? Yaakov Bini was somehow sending messages to him. I don't know which text or online, but he sent messages. Somehow he got in touch with the Malach and he sent messages. That means he said to the Malach, like the Kitoloch explains that, Yini Shor Chamor, I was in control of the Shor and the Chamor. That means I am in control of my Yetzirah, in control of these two things. This is a lifetime thing. I want to explain this again and again. A lifetime thing is that we should live not like violence. And this is really, the Rikita Olacha says in so many different places, the koich of a person attaches him to a tzaddik, any great tzaddikim like Rav Nachman, if you attach yourself to his teachings and you mekashe yourself, you learn to love peace. See, there's in peace there are people who like fights. They love to go to a game. And they love to watch boxing. And they love to watch the what is it, the football. It's one of the biggest audience in America. You know, I first time I saw football, I didn't know what in the world. Everyone is piling top of each other. I mean, people like it. People like, you know, if one team is winning too easy, it's a boring game. I asked last time there was a game, as someone told me he watched the unfortunate Super Bowl. He said it was a boring game. What is a boring game? Because they won so easy, nothing going on. They like a good battle. So there's a part of us who likes to battle. There's a part of us who like peace. So the person to his Dovik to Atzadik learns how to not like violence and to oyev shalom, just to love peace. Many people don't like peace. It's boring. There's a fancy name that people say, you know, he's a drama queen. But everyone is a little bit drama queen in their life. You know, it's boring if, you know, we got to make some ruckus over here. So they don't even realize in the subconscious. But that's what, if you're close to the tzaddikim, you love peace. Oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom. And the second part, as I mentioned before, which is very important, which I explained, this is what the Rebbe's whole koyach was, the Shmiras HaBris. So when you're close to the tzaddik, it's yesh, yishor v'chamor. And I wish, but the more you're closer to the tzaddik, the more, I once told the Breslov HaChassid, the way you know you're close to the tzaddik is, you see how much peace you love, and how much Shmiras HaBris is in your life. Because the Nachman says this in many places, that if you are dovik to the tzaddik, you are able to show him the bris much better. Then Yaakov Avini made a bridge. This is very, very important. You know, the Torah, when he says something, as I mentioned before, they didn't have to go into detail exactly what Yaakov Avinu did. The Malach came, he fought with him. The Torah says there was a river. Yaakov Avinu made himself one side of a leg this way, one side, and he took all his children and his wives. He took over to the bridge. The Torah makes, and then he stayed behind himself. And Malach came and had his battle. What? The Torah has details. So, you know, there's a very famous song that they made from the words of Rav Nachman. He said, this life is Gesher Tsar Mi'oid. You heard this famous song? There's a bridge, a very narrow bridge. You know, when you walk on a narrow plank, they tell you the most important thing is don't be afraid if you're going to fall. Because you think if you're going to fall, you'll fall. You ever notice the guy, I'm going to fall, and he falls. You gotta walk on the narrow bridge and tell yourself, "Al tefached." Life is literally a narrow bridge, because what we every one of us has there enormous challenges in life, from raising a family to your health, our own nishigas to live it, our own idiosyncrasies, with our own weaknesses, without our vulnerabilities. So it's Gesher Tsar Mi'oid. But the main thing is Al Tefached. So So Lakit Aloch is explained as Geshe Tzami Yoid, he says, that represents Yaakov. Because Yaakov, being the Torah, he says, made a bridge. Because he says this over and over. The emes, when you are mevulbal, you are confused. You don't know. If you tell yourself, what is the truth? The truth will light up in yourself. If you seek the truth, you'll find the truth. And Yaakov Avinu is called the Beriach HaTichon. Beriach HaTichon means, when the Mishkan was built, it went through all the walls, one long rod that went, according to the Medrash, went through, and a mess happened, went this way, and it came out. Didn't have machines to do it. It was a miracle that it went this way. The Zohar calls it Beriach HaTichon. Which is Beriach HaTichon was 70 amas long, that's what Rabbeinu Bechai Alatari says, which is the length of a person's life, and that is Emes, because Emes is the Aleph, and the Mem, and the Sof is the first, and the middle, and the last letter. The Emes is the Beriach HaTichon in life. When a person is confused, and he doesn't know what to, just bedabbing yourself to the truth. And daven, pick up your eyes to Hashem. Here I'm going through such a difficult time. I need your warmth, your light. Light me up. And you seek the truth, the light, the Hashem's light will shine on to you. See, the Torah, he explains also, the Torah, the last letters of Bereishis, Bara, Lekim, is the Sofer Teves Emes. The Zohar Kudish says, the seal of Hashem is Emes. Chosmo Yishar HaKudish Baruch Hu is Emes. That means you have to remember, I explained this already more than once, but I will just reiterate this. Every Yetzer Hara comes with a lie. If you ever ask yourself, let's say you did a mistake, the Yetzer Hara got the bed, and look back on how you got the mistake, the Yetzer Hara lies to you. See, if the truth would be shining very clearly, we couldn't do anything wrong. If the truth is truth, I mean, could someone convince you today's Friday? You look at him, what's wrong with you? I know the truth, today is Tuesday. You can't convince a person something. But the Yetzer Hara comes with there's a vulnerability in us. We are prone to like to do avodas, and the Yetzer Hara gets to us. So the emes, the more emes you take into yourself, the more you push away the confusion and the situation, and opens your eyes and lights you up. So let me explain another thing. The Malach came and had a battle with Yaakov Avinu. So the Medrash and the Zohar both asked this interesting question. You know, it seems like the Malach is just amazing. Let me tell you the Roshana Medrash. The Medrash asked this way the question. A Malach was able to turn the entire Sodom v'Amora upside down and burned it and made it a desolate area. The Malach couldn't fight with Yaakov Avinu? It's a good question. So I think it's a Medrash. I've seen it recently in the Medrash. So the truth is, the truth is, yes, that's what shows the Gvaldi Ekoich of a Tzaddik. That the Malach who could turn over it could turn over 5 towns. That, you know, the Sodom v'Amora was Chazal say was 5 cities. It was able to turn it over, make it into Yam HaMelech, and make it into the desert, whatever it was over there. The more so, how did they at Malach She'esav not have a koyach in Yaakov Avinu? The reason he didn't have a koyach because Yaakov Avinu represented the emes, and it was truth of truth. So what was the koyach, that why was Esav able to move away to Gidan Osher? He had a fight, and he wasn't able to win him, but he had the Gidanushan. So let me tell you a fascinating Zohar Kudish. Let me tell you a very, very fascinating Zohar Kudish. The Zohar says, Al ken yoichli b'nei Yisrael es Gidanusha. Es is Tishu Av. So the Zohar says there's 365, Loisa says in the Torah, there's 365 days in the year. Each one correlates to one. The Gidanusha correlates to Tisha B'Av. You know what the Gidanusha is? The sciatic nerve of this week's Parsha, that he says it happened to Yaakov, and we don't eat the sciatic nerve. So this represents, why does that represent Tisha B'Av? Because what was the Rishbam explains this week's Parsha, why was Yaakov Avinu nanish that he the Gidanusha had in him? So he says a famous Gemara, the Rishbam says, and it's a long, long arichas. I don't want to go into the lamdas, but the Rambam and the Rishbam both say that Yaakov Avinu the Naha B'tochem. Hashem promised him, Hine Yunoichi Imoch, I am with you. Ishmartichu b'chol ashteilach. V'ashivoyisichu al adumah, ki lo yazovcha, I will never abandon you. Imagine the Rebbeinu Shlom speaks to you and says, No, you're not alone. I'm there with you. And I'm going to watch you. So the Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu was afraid, maybe I sinned. Because that maybe I sinned, the Rebbeinu Shlom knows maybe we sinned. They can't promise never good. See, if a person does something b'mezid, deliberately does a sin, so how could you have betochen? You're a sinner. But if your person, we are humans, we make mistakes, unfortunately, we will make mistakes again. That's how, we are humans, we are flawed. So Yaakov Avinu, lack of emunah, caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because somehow, what was it? Because I explained the reason that Ezra was destroyed in the Smigdash because they didn't keep Shemitah. Shemitah demands enormous faith in Hashem. But you know what Shemitah really is? Shemitah is this year. Now we look at it because we can import, export food. Those days, what import? How much could a donkey carry already? That means you have to rely, the whole country will rely on the farming. That the sixth year will produce, not for the sixth, for the seventh, till the eighth year we could go. Can you imagine? The Torah says, you're going to say, Ma noichu bashuni ashviyis. What are we going to eat? And Hashem says, I will make a brocha. You really have to believe that. And Klal Yisrael was not up to that. That's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Even the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed of sin and schinan, because in a jealousy, other people's success makes us jealous, which also a lack of amunah. So this lack of amunah was the day of Tisha B'Av, which the Gidanosha, because this is what we need to be strong. Rav Nachman kept on saying the last 2 years of his life, the main thing was after amunah. If you really believe everything in Hashem, there's nothing in life, he explains, that could push you away. Because the faith in a person knows, this is what it meant to be. This is my challenge. Every one of us came down with different challenges. One of the hardest things, I explained it in another class, people ask me, why me? See, if everyone, let's say there's a recession, we all suffer, no one says, why me? We all in the group, we're suffering. Well, when I personally have this problem no one else has, then you get so agitated. The pain is, why me? And you have to tell yourself, do you know why me? This is the prescription written for me. The script was specially written for me. But how do you get emunah? So I want to explain another thing. But Kitta Locha says, Nachman says a lot. How do you get back emuna? You get back emuna by saying out, "Ani ma'amin b'aminu shelema." Just saying it over and over again, saying it out. By saying it over and over again, after a while, you really have, you get really faith, you get a strong emuna. So, yes?
You said that the Ginnash corresponds to Tishbah. But why is it specific with that mitzvah to...
Because the Ginnash came as Yankovi lacked sort of faith. And Tishbah of the Smigdish was destroyed. The Smigdish reason was destroyed is the lack of faith. That's how the first chet of Klal Yisrael was. They lacked faith in Hashem. So how do we increase faith? You know, the more you talk to Hashem, the more you make Hashem a reality in your mind. See, when we walk out into the streets in our daily life, you know, I always call it like a bipolar. One pole pulls you, reality, I gotta do Ishtadlus. I gotta earn money to feed myself and my children. I got to have a roof over my head. I can't sit back and say, you know, money is going to come down the chimney and I'll win the lottery. You have to go out and get a job. And while you're doing the job, to remember that everything's Bashet. That's very difficult. So you need time every day when you talk to Hashem every day and you pour your heart out to Hashem. The more you talk to Hashem, the more you become feeling that everything in the world is run by Hashem. And that makes a person so much happier. Because then you realize, do you know why me? I have a special script written for me. Let me just tell you another quick thing about the Chassidus what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the Lekich Halachas. I couldn't find it. I remember he also quotes this Chazal, the Shlok, which brings down the Pachim Ketanim represents Chanukah. Because we read always Pasha, this Pasha, next Pasha, come with a Chanukah. Because what was the nest of Chanukah? A Pach cotton from the Kohen Gudel they found that was sealed. And it was not Tumah. Yaakov Avinu went back, so Rashi brings down, to look for Pachim Ketanim. Now this works great, because what happens really is, the Gid Anosha represented the night of Tisha B'Av. And Yaakov Avinu went back to save the Pachim Ketanim, to make sure the light of the Semidish will be with us in Golos. He followed the profoundness of this, that this was the night of Tisha B'Av, which we were fighting. And he went back for Pachim Ketanim, because the Pachim Ketanim represents the Pach Kotn of the Kohen Gudel. And the Pach Kotn of the Kohen Gudel, that thing, is gave us that we have the Besmigdish right here in LA. In the darkness of darkness, we have a piece of Besmigdish in light Hanukkah. So I want you to try 20 minutes, sit alone and just talk to Hashem. Tell him, sit down and close your eyes, say, Rebbeinu Shloim, this is going on in my life. It's not pleasant, it's not easy, it's heartache, whatever it is, and just tell them, turn to Rebbeinu Shloim, I would love to love you. I would love to be in love with you. I would love to fear you, feel you. And the more a person talks to Hashem, the much more you become, the relationship becomes a real relationship. Yes, if you do it every day, you feel the relationship. Just say, if you talk to Hashem after a while, you feel the presence of Hashem. Everyone, it's not just me, anyone who does it every day, you will start feeling the presence of Hashem. And second, we walk around with a fake smile. I know everyone has 70 excuses why not to smile. But I want to tell you, none of them is valid. It doesn't help you. It does not. If not smiling and being angry and being pouty and critical and frustrated helps, be angry, critical, it doesn't help anyways. So put up a fake smile and your life will be much more pleasant. Happiness, that's what Nachman spoke so much about happiness. Because when you're happy, you don't sin so much, you're much easier. Look, when we're happy, our relationship with our wives and children, with people close to, is much easier. When you walk around in pain, you wallow in your own pain and you tell you, I'm such a pity and it's all about me. You're happy. I could talk to you. I could be there for you. You're happy. So Moshe should help us. We should take time to talk and be happy. All right.